The state of Florida is no longer contracting with the Florida Coalition Against Domestic Violence. The coalition's former president is under investigation over how she was able to pay herself $7.5 million over a three-year period. I'm Lynn Hatter. The Miami Herald broke the story of Tiffany Carr's compensation. As head of the Florida Coalition Against Domestic Violence, Carr had a salary of $750,000. She received $7.5 million in a three-year period, and much of that came from cashing in an exorbitant amount of PTO, or paid time off money. The coalition was the state's only contractor for sending money to local domestic violence shelters. That deal came to a formal end Thursday after lawmakers fast-tracked a bill to get rid of the arrangement, with Governor Ron DeSantis signing it into law.
I think the root of it was because there was really not enough oversight and accountability, this was allowed to happen.
DeSantis is asking agencies to produce a list of similar contracts. As he was signing the measure, the House was holding a second round of hearings, lobbing questions at the coalition's top executives. They, too, received large amounts of paid time off money and bonuses. Their testimony implied Carr had control over her own salary. Republican Representative Tom Leake is overseeing the investigations, and he didn't like what those employees had to say.
Kind of an evolution of reaction. When you first hear about the amounts involved, it's just it's shocking. And I think last time when we heard from the board members, there was at least a claim of a stunning lack of ignorance. I think we're seeing now that once we talk to the employees that the stories don't match up.
Board members testified they didn't know what was going on, while the coalition's executives say Carr directed them to spend the money in certain ways. Leake believes there's still more to the story.
It's certainly coincidental that the large grants of PTO to Ms. Carr coincided with large pay raises to the key management and large PTO grants to the management.
Do you feel anything criminal is sticking out to you at this point? I know this is only the second testimony hearing, but anything that you see right now that potentially suggests criminal activity or something that you saw that you said, yeah, that's criminal?
It's hard to say. It appears to me that that the employees, along with Ms. Carr, worked collectively to cheat the system.
While Leake hedges on whether Carr's behavior rises to a criminal level, House Speaker Jose Oliva does not.
I sincerely hope, and we are going to do everything within our power, one, to fully expose the truth of what has happened here, and two, to the degree that we can, to be able to go after those dollars and those people, particularly Ms. Carr, who's now avoiding our reach in North Carolina, and find a way to bring her to have to face the consequences of what she's done.
Carr is receiving treatments for a brain tumor in North Carolina. She's not been subpoenaed by the legislature, but she has been served by the inspector general. Leake expects at least one more hearing before lawmakers adjourn their business in Tallahassee, but he will ask to extend investigations through April. The coalition has been stripped of its ability to distribute funds to domestic violence shelters in the state. That role will now be handled by the Florida Department of Children and Families. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.